You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view.
A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get twice the RAM. That's twice the RAM for, well, just being awesome. And you help out the podcast, and we appreciate it. Although, really, I don't know. Are they helping out the podcast because we're, you know, kind of cutting it off? I mean, why don't you just do it to get twice the RAM and we'll, I don't know, throw a party for Baby Hobbit. Or donate it to charity. There we go. That's what we'll do.
I have yellow nail polish that smells like bananas.
All right, so this is a Casual Sword of Mordor podcast about Lord of the Rings Online and smelly fingernail polish.
Hurry up, smell my nails.
No, my name is Merrick.
Smell my nails.
No.
Why?
Because many a bad thing starts off with smell my fingers or smell my nails.
Nobody has ever said smell my nails. Smell my nails.
No.
It smells like bananas.
That's all right.
It's on purpose.
No!
Baby Hobbit smelled my nails.
That's fine. My name is Merrick.
I'm Golden Star.
And what did you do this week?
Painted my nails yellow. This week, we had five at our dumb time. Hoppy couldn't stay the whole time because it was feeding time for the twinses. But I did get to hear little baby twins' noises. And he put it over the ventrilo microphone, and I just was like, oh, babies, just little, you know, baby grunts and whines, and it's cute. Anyway, so while we had five, we tried to find a six player. We weren't very successful, so we just ended up picking a random six-man skirmish for us to do with the five of us. And I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, we ended up doing that Mirkwood skirmish, Thangalhad, the one with the ballistas. And I'm pretty sure that's the one we did. And it was, I don't know if we did tier two or something, because it seemed kind of hard. But it might have just been kind of hard because there was only five of us.
Right.
After that, Hoppy had to go feed the babies. So we had we had four, and we let Dummy Dumb pick, which I don't know why we did this. But we let Dummy Dumb pick where we went, and we ended up doing, and I don't remember the name of it. It's one of those Anuminas dungeons. It's the one where you're like in a water-filled cavern, and there's those limb fram things, those light ball things all over the place, and those guys that are wearing skimpy loincloths, and there's cave diggers in it. I don't remember what it's called, but it's, you know what I'm talking about, right?
But yes.
You don't, what? Do you?
No.
You don't ever remember? It's like water. It's not high enough to you have to swim, but it's like covering your feet. And you have to light braziers all over the place. Anyway.
It's not ringing a bell.
Krella's saying it's the one he can't pronounce, HV. So, I don't remember how it is called either, so I'm not even going to say. But anyway, we did that one, and we also remembered at that time that we have never beaten this, even with the six of us. So the four of us did not have a chance. And so we did not defeat it. But once we got in there and remembered, we knew that we weren't going to. But we got to the end boss. We just, you know, we didn't even try. We just made sure that everybody
just didn't even try. Just like, boom, done.
We had a hard time. There was like a troll on a bridge. And it was funny because Optum was like, you can't fall off the bridge because I've seen Silvers have several close calls and there's no way that she's ever not fallen off or whatever. There's got to be a wall there. And I go, no, there is no wall here. Watch. And I jumped off the edge just to prove my point. But that made the boss reset for some reason. So then we had to do it again. And we did it again. And then I think Sodom got tossed off. And then we did it again. And I got tossed off. But this time I died, so he didn't reset. So we kept falling. Like, we were doing great until I proved that you can fall off. And then I just started falling off. So we got past him. And then there's like a wall of fire where like fire fart balls come at you constantly. And we died a couple times trying to do that because it was just the four of us. And they were pretty nonstop and painful. And so we got through that, and then we just ran through, and I picked up the missing relics I needed for the challenge quest or whatever, the daily quest that you get for going in. And then we just were like, well, that's it. We are considering this done. But we're making a note, though, to come back to it, because we want it. It is the one that we have not finished. We believe we have not finished with our six-man group, so we'll come back when we have, more people. it seems likely that we'll probably only have 4 to 5 on Mondays. So if you have a character on Landerville around level 70, we play on Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you're around and are willing to join us, we might have room for you every week. Lady Dumb is very, very busy lady these days. We did get to hear her, though. She stepped in while the babies were sleeping, and we got to talk to her for a little bit, so that was nice. And not very important, but we talked about it a lot, so I thought it was worth a mention. We killed enough of those light ball things, those light poof fart ball things. I don't know what the that we all got the title Keeper of Mysteries. We decided it had a secret handshake.
This is a very interesting description of your dungeon, or whatever.
Did you think I did?
There's falling off cliffs, there's fire fartballs, there's Keeper of Mysteries, and lots of other weird things. That
adventure
are going on
with the Dumbs. Don't you want to join us?
You are a strange, strange woman.
Yeah. So, what did you do this week?
Well, pretty much nothing. At all. In any game. At all.
I made him tear down a porch.
Yeah. That pretty much killed everything at night.
Well, we're roofing. We told you last week we're roofing, that we're re-roofing the house, and I got this enormous dumpster.
Enormous.
I don't understand how the measurements are, but it's a 20-yard, which it's pretty big. So
huge.
So I was like, I want to replace that porch, so tear it down.
And I did.
Yep.
For 2 days, and that killed everything. So Monday night, I am, great, I'm not recording.
That's okay, we can get it from the What's It Nuts
thing. That's right, we can get it from Twitch.
Are you recording now?
Yeah, I'll record now.
Okay.
And we're recording now. So if you hear a difference in quality, you know why.
Yeah, we just started recording.
So, anyways, well, it's $1.99. It's two away. If I didn't not record, I mean, we're going out like we went in. Stupid as hell. All right. So,
yeah. So in Merrick News this week, I made him tear down a porch, a big one too.
Yeah. Monday night was I watched for Dumb Night.
Yes.
Tuesday night was sleep in a coma. Wednesday night was sleep in a coma. Thursday night, I was just lazy and didn't play anything.
Yeah, we ate a lot of pizza. It was good.
Oh, that's right. Pizza night. So that was...
We won a free... Baby Hobbit won a free pizza at a petting zoo we went to, and so we ordered the pizza.
So that was bloated night. And Friday, we had to get up early, so I went to sleep.
Yeah, so... So, yeah, next, he's got to rebuild me a new deck.
It's good times. This is why.
And then I think we're done rebuilding in the house for a while.
No, I have to paint the garage now.
Oh, you're making your own honey-do list. I like it.
I have to. It looks awful compared to the nice roof it has now.
Yeah, right? Everything's all shiny and nice. I also want to clean off the siding, too, so you can add that to the list. And it's now recorded, so everybody knows.
What are you going to be doing?
Supervising.
Denied.
I can use the spray gunner thing. That would sounds fun to me.
All right. So I didn't do anything. I apologize.
You don't need to apologize. He's busy.
That's what I don't do.
I keep him busy.
This is what I don't do.
All right. So, moving on to Tom Cryer. Sorry, Turbine didn't do anything either.
And now, the Town Crier.
All right, in official news, there is a LOTRO card sale at participating Walmart stores. What does this mean, you say? And it pretty much just is what it
pretty
means.
Pretty much it doesn't at all.
All LOTRO cards are currently 20% off at, quote-unquote, participating Walmart stores. Meaning if your Walmart store does not give you 20% off, they can't help you.
Yeah, check it out. I haven't been to our Walmart to check it out. They just posted that Cardovan posted this yesterday. That was Friday. So I haven't been to Walmart yet, but 20% off on a card doesn't seem so bad a deal. It's worth checking out if you're going to Walmart, I guess.
I mean, why not?
Get yourself some TP for your bunghole. Or for your LOTRO.
All right, and for those of you not born in the 90s, just look up Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, just look that up.
Yes, I said Beavis and Butthead. All right, there is also a global system maintenance Monday, June 24th, meaning that if you're going to take Monday off, then you won't be playing
Monday
LOTRO.
Is your gaming night like it is for the dumbs. But it's going to be happening on Monday where all the game worlds, websites, and forums will be unavailable from 5 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And the My Account site, the LOTRO store, the LOTRO Steam store will be unavailable from 5 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Yep, this means sleep in late, go to a movie. Oh, wait, that's right. Movies don't start till noon for some reason. Why? It's summertime. They should start at 8 a.m.
Okay.
Well, that way I could go see movies and I could come back and play LOTRO.
Oh, well, don't wake up at 5 a.m. That's my advice.
You can wake up at 3:25 like me every day.
Yeah. Not everybody is stupid.
That is true. All right. Also, there's a 2012. Do you have 20 questions for the LOTRO dev team?
Well, they already picked 20 questions.
Then it's too late.
They picked 20 questions and they answered them in a forum post this week. And it's mostly like, how do the bug fix reports work? And where are the servers located for the games? And how does QA work at Turbine? So it's more of the behind the scenes of how Turbine runs LOTRO than it is about like game content.
Okay. Well, I mean, I personally always like behind the scenes stuff, and I think they should do more of this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's not a bad read, especially if you're just curious about how some of the stuff that works.
I think a lot of people are.
Yeah. There was some talk about multiboxing. What I really liked about the answer they put for multiboxing, because there's some rank farming happening in
That's pretty crappy.
But what I liked about the answer to that, which was an answer by Sapiens, was that and I'm gonna quote here, multiboxing in and of itself is not inherently bad or against our terms of service. The launcher allows you to run multiple clients, and the bug preventing this was recently fixed. So they realize that just because you multibox doesn't mean you're evil.
Right.
It's people who are abusing the multiboxing that need to be punished, not everybody.
In fact, they just fixed a bug that was keeping you from being able to run multiple instances of one installation instead of having to install several, which I did because I didn't realize that you could use just one. What? Don't judge me.
I didn't even try it, so I don't know. It makes sense to me, honey. I'm on board. It makes sense that you would need multiple.
Right. But anyways, and just like in multiple games, when somebody starts taking advantage of having a bunch of robots, it becomes evil and people don't like it. And when you are explicitly... Now, we've seen this in other games where it didn't necessarily be multi-boxing. In fact, I remember in Star Wars Galaxies when people would, in that game, you could be a Jedi and Sith, and people would, and you would gain experience, and you would gain a lot of notoriety by killing people of the opposite faction, and people of faction would faction farm by basically taking turns and killing each other. They would come to an agreement and say, hey, let's go somewhere remote, I'll kill you, you res, you kill me, I'll res, and then we do it back and forth, and then they would just raise each other's standing. And this is what people were doing with PvMP, except that they were just like, instead of having to come to an agreement, they would do it by themselves. And that's not cool. I mean, it's just not cool. There's people out there who have done a lot of work and put a lot of effort and really enjoy PvMP and hate to see somebody just basically cheat their way to the top.
Well, it seems like it'd be easy something, a log raid for Turbine to figure out, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, because both of these clients are running from the same IP address, and if you don't think that Turbine is logging your client's IP address, you are wrong. Because I guarantee you they are.
There's diminishing returns for that kind of thing, isn't there?
Yeah, but how many free accounts could you...
Well, I'm just saying that it becomes not worth it after a while, and they'd have to log in another account, I guess.
I don't know. I honestly don't really... I understand the benefits of it, but this kind of stuff is so boring to me. I think when you cheat and you take advantage of a system, there's no fun in it whatsoever. I mean, I understand... And this comes from somebody who's been playing free-to-play games for a long time. I understand the frustration of like having to rank up in something and how tempting it is just to buy and cheat your way to the top. But when you eliminate that barrier, it's just not fun.
Yeah, what the heck did you earn, really? You got a higher rank. Whoop-de-poop.
Yeah, I mean, like, I play a game on iOS.
And it seems
iOS.
Like a really boring way to do it.
Well, I play a game on the iOS, what is it, Injustice for the iOS version.
I call it the ugly Joker face game.
Yeah, and there was a way for me to cheat where I basically delete my save game and load somebody else's save game, and I have like 10 million billion credits, and it just wasn't fun because I could buy whatever I want. There was no struggle. There was no reason to play it anymore. It's just like, yay, I'm at the top, and I didn't do anything to earn it. That's fun. And it's not. So just do it the old-fashioned way. Get some skills. If you suck at PvMP, I guarantee you're not as bad as I am, and you could do it. I'll be out there sometime, and you can just kill me. It'll be just like farming yourself, except you won't have to worry about it. It'll be somebody else named... I'm not telling you my name, because that would make me a huge target.
Anyway, we're saying, if you do this to rank up your creep or freep or whatever, you're dumb and stop it.
Yeah, they don't like it.
I don't like it. And
Turbine
I don't even
like
play
it.
In the Moors.
And it's blatantly obvious
so
you're doing it, too.
Just don't.
Like, I saw the video.
You do this, and you're a turd face, and we hate you forever.
Not necessarily, but...
Yeah, I do. I'm going to say it. You're a turd face, and I hate you forever.
All right, so there you got it. No, and it's...
Taking stance.
And let me... well, let me also say that it's against the term... It's abuse... And it's obvious, and you're going to get reported.
Yep.
Because people don't like it. People really don't like it. It's the same way in Rift and other games. People hate this kind of stuff.
Well, just don't do it.
Yeah. Don't multi-box in PvMP. Just don't.
Well, is there a reason
especially
why you would?
Especially when you're cheating like this.
Yeah. Because we used to in DAOC multi-box, but we were going out as a group to fight with our multi-boxing.
Yeah, we would usually PvMP.
We were playing.
Very rarely we would PvMP. With multi-boxing.
No, you did all the time because you had that stupid bard that was running this run song all the time.
Yeah. Well, I would always drop her when somebody else would log on, though.
No, she still ran with us because I hated her. But the thing is like if she died, you were trying to fight with her. You weren't farming anything.
Yeah.
She was part of our fighting thing. And if she died, you were like, whatever.
Yeah, I never cared. I was like, whatever. She just run out. She'd be stuck running north for like 5 minutes because I'd be doing something else on the other computer. Yeah, so no to that. All right. There in Developer Bytes, there was a small update to forums and lotteries.
No, there wasn't
or about
an update.
The, about the forum and lottery.
Exactly. There was an update about the forums and lotteries. Sapience popped in to say that the revamp is now slated Sapience for...
Oh, sorry. That's me.
What is going on?
That's you being awesome.
That's me being awesome. Everybody gets to hear my voice twice.
Going out strong.
You are fired.
Good. There's only one episode left.
Excuse me. Anyway, Sapien says that the revamp is now slated for July after the U.S. July 4th holiday. The lotteries will be a part of this new site. And I'm quoting all this, by the way. I guess I should have said that from the beginning. But I'm just reading his stuff verbatim. I just sat down and filled up 2 pages of legal pad with the dev team about new things, missing things, and bugs in the system that they're working on. And now I'm off to another meeting about the lottery. So we're looking at early July for the revamp. And it looks like we're going to have lotteries for certain. And lotteries have been popping up lately. I've been trying to tweet about those when I see them. So check the lotteries. They're running again. Silver's actually won one from yesterday.
Woo!
That burglar wins all the time. She is a lucky little burg.
Let me throw out a big kudos to Sapiens, who has to do these all manually. And that's why the lotteries kind of get lost. This is just an extra thing he really doesn't have to do. And thank you, sir, for going in and doing that while the system gets, you know, while you wait for this update. So there you go. Sapiens is now rolling in his grave because I gave him a compliment. Hey, he's not dead. He's not dead.
Rolling in his grave. That
Sorry.
Was, and now he's back to being normal. Because and now he just said he's rolling in his grave.
And now he's just pissed at me again. It's all right. He doesn't listen. I prefer to think that he doesn't because he's a beautiful man.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, on to store news.
All right, the weekly sale starting June 21st. What is on sale? What do we have? What is so crazy that we are giving stuff away for free with horrible accent?
Yeah, that I don't even no know sense. What
the... I don't know. People in the country that I think that I'm talking about are like, I don't know, he's like from Australia or something. I know that's
that
not how Australians
close.
Sound. I know, that's. I'm just joking. That's how bad it is.
Anyway,
now that I'm... isolating
we
us
need
from different
stop.
Countries.
Stop. All right, we have a free sample of the week. Is Regeneration Food, a stack of 5. You can get this for free this week with using the coupon code FOOD5. It's FOOD5. And sure, why not? It's free, right? Yes? Oh, hey, baby Hobbit. Where'd your daddy go? Go ahead. You can talk in the microphone if you want to. I literally turned around and daddy was gone and there's baby Hobbit sitting there. Do you want to try talking in an accent like your daddy? Go ahead and talk in the mic and say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Okay.
Me and Opa just...
What did Opa do today?
Babysitted.
Opa babysat you today. Lily Kate says that her Lizzie is listening. Can you say hi, Lizzie?
Hi, Lizzie.
Thank you. Okay, back to this weekly store sale. Okay, the sale this week. Quest packs are 20% off. These are all standard quest packs that are just quest packs. They're not expansions. So, you know, if it just says quest pack, it should be 20% off this week. VIPs get these for free. So this is just for those who are not VIP. If you're VIP, you won't even see them in the store. At least you shouldn't see them in the store. And so those are gets a thumbs up because content is cool and you should buy it. I don't even have a reason why you would not want to buy more content. It's a good sale.
Yeah.
You agree? Okay.
I agree.
Okay, good. Next up is Legacies are on sale for 20% off. Legacies are generally just cheaper to buy in games. So I don't know why you would really want to do this unless you're looking for a very specific one and you're like are awesome at Allies and I am not. Are you awesome at Allies, Baby Hobbit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. I'll let you do that for my character, okay?
You can tell how much you love that system.
Scroll of Combination is also 20% off. This gives you a critical success chance of 25% when combining relics at the Relic Forge. I will never buy these because I don't know. I don't do this. But you might do it.
Yeah. I mean, if you get a good crit, it can be nice.
My enthusiastic selling of that product.
Relic removal scroll is 20% off. These are pretty okay because it allows you to remove and save a relic that you really like before you destroy stuff.
Yeah, this could be good. I mean, it depends.
Yeah, they can drop in instances, but they tend to be on the rare side. So if you really need one, 20% off is a good time to pick one up. And finally, we have Max Morale and Power Scrolls, 20% off. I guess if that you need some.
Yeah, these were the previous things that you could see, that you could get with
the Destiny points. Yeah.
It's a little buff. I mean, I don't know, it might keep you alive for a hit. I am just a bad salesman on these. These aren't the greatest things I've ever seen.
The
quest pack sale is good, but LI stuff is never really something that makes me go,
Yeah, everybody knows that I'm stupid with LIs and I just hate the whole system. So.
I don't like the system very much either. That's probably why.
I just don't even care to bother.
And that's how Brayden feels about hunters.
Okay.
Brayden hates hunters.
Yes, Brayden hates hunters is the title of his latest round table that's refusing to be round. So... He actually has some accents in this one, ladies. Ladies, you want to listen to this one just to hear it. Just have it in the background, even if you don't play a hunter. But this is his hunter roundtable, basically, where they're talking about hunters and their traits and their skills and their everything that goes pew pew. So, yeah, it's worth a listen. He's got his experts from the Osgiliath Guard on.
Cool. All right. Also, Stepping Out of the Shadows, Part 6, Brayden continues to not let the site die by
writing more and more to his story. It's getting really good. He's getting comments of like, whoa. So if you haven't kept up with the story, you maybe want to go back to number one and start because the comments he's getting are like, holy crud, dude, this is awesome. So
again, ladies, this is what happens when you give a man a man cave.
He writes stories?
Yeah. Become productive.
That's right. He becomes prolific and posts to a site.
The pros just spew forth. All right. Lily Kate, Creatures, Episode 8. Old Forest Spiders. Oh, the Old Forest, man. Way back in my day.
In our day.
When there wasn't a map of the Old Forest.
And it was like no clear paths and we had to like die
when
a lot.
When it was more Old Foresty.
They opened up all the paths, guys. It used to be really...
It was horrible.
Claustrophobic, no map.
It was, I mean, it was an original vision of the Old Forest. And then they're like, the problem with that is that it's not fun for lower level characters.
Well, the problem is that you would go in there right before the Undying title and always lose it.
And that's why we don't have it on American Golden.
That's right. We went into the Old Forest. So, anyway, back to the Kate's. Romps into the Old Forest with the spiders. So, everybody knows Lily Kate's stuff is awesome. I don't even know why I bother. Just read it because it's adorable and awesome.
It is so adorable. Oh, it's good. It's better than we deserve.
It is. It truly is.
All right. Speaking of better than we deserve, Lotro Geek's 30-day picture challenge is going on right now.
It's just a suggestion where he gave 30 picture options, and it's like a challenge, like on your own site or on your own, you know, Facebook group or wherever you want to do it, wherever you want to post it. He's giving you a challenge to meet this picture requirement for 30 days. It's a pretty cool idea. I think it's a really cool idea, and it's worth checking out, especially if you're like me and have thousands and thousands of screenshots. Like, you love to take screenshots. This is for you. So we'll have a link to Lotro Geek's article about this in our show notes. Hold on. We're having a baby hobbit meltdown. We all right over there?
I guess.
Okay. If you want to go check it out yourself, go to lotrogeek.tumblr.com.
Baby Hobbit needed a nap, and she did not get it. Chaos is the name of this.
Well, Opa Hobbit babysat today.
Pretty goo.
We also have an announcement. Middle Earth Network needs volunteers. The Middle Earth Network is expanding into a variety of website, news, film, video, and audio adventures, and they're looking for help in the following areas. Graphic design and web designers. Web development and server administrators. Legendarium fantasy and sci-fi news, staff reporters, interviewers, and on-site field reporters, audio and video editors, and producers. You can visit mymiddleearth.com/volunteer for more information, or if you're just interested. Thank you from the Middle Earth Network. And right about now is where Merrick, should he actually sit with me in this podcast this week, which he's obviously not, would play the raise your glass sound. So I'm just going to like sing it for you. Ding, ting, ting, ting.
That was phenomenal.
Thank you.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
All right. Dear American Golden Star, what is wrong with the quality of your show? It's horrible today. Everything's chaotic. Merrick is effing up. Can I recording? Baby Hobbit's not on nearly enough. And, like, I hear somebody moving all the time.
Signed, Golden Star. So we have a letter from Brian here. Hey, Golden Star and Merrick. About a year or so ago, we recorded a roundtable, and Merrick asked me why I shut down Mordor or Bus, and I think I gave him kind of a silly, smart aleck answer, which I immediately regretted. The truth is the decision wasn't easy on many levels, and it was difficult to articulate. Still is years later. I'm guessing you can both understand this in a small way at this point. Back when I started Mordor or Bus, you were generous enough to promote it on CSTM. The blog and podcast got off to a great start because of your efforts, and I always appreciated it. I believe the generosity you showed to the LOTRO community is, in many ways, responsible for your success. It is also a big reason why you will be missed. So, thank you. You are good people. Good luck with your family and future. Brian. Thank you, Brian. That's
well, luckily,
nice.
Brian, for you, I grew up with friends who are very sarcastic and...
I don't think we thought
I
bad about
I
his
I did
answer.
Not think of any of your answer bad at all. Yeah. In fact, I'm pretty much sure I understand where you were coming from and what occurred, and you don't need to worry about it at all. I did not take offense, and I gotcha.
Yeah, so thank you for the letter. It was very nice.
All right, Kazwin writes, Hi, Golden Star and Merrick. I'm very sad that you're leaving the podcast in sight. I totally understand because I'd rather play than write about LOTRO myself. It's too bad Turbine can't pay you to keep it going. Although they could if they wanted to.
No, I don't think they would. I think
Hire
it would be
us.
Different if we were paid by them, because it would be like the Sunshiny Turbine show.
No, it would be what the Blizzard cast should have been, because I would totally move to Boston and do it behind the scenes stuff.
That would be awesome.
I would totally do it. I'd do it in a heartbeat.
I don't want to move to Boston.
I do. Anyways, you're a real public service. I hope you can get at least something monthly, maybe a roundtable here or there. I will certainly miss you too. I do have many characters on Landerville, so I hope you hope to run into you occasionally. Best of luck to you, Kazrin.
Baby Hobbit, do you want to move to Boston or to Florida?
Or Oma says she wants to move to California now.
Yeah, Oma Hobbit is picking California now, but you've never been there. Don't know.
You want to go somewhere where there's a beach and
you want to go to the ocean? Yeah.
And where it's warm all the time? Yeah.
She was very upset that we left Florida. Adrian writes, Greetings, Merrick and Golden Star of CSTM. Adrian here. I'd like to share with you folks on Landerville and to the listeners of CSTM about a project that I have started called Project Conquest Captain Landerville. What it basically is, I'm burned out from playing on the Rittermark server, and I've decided to start a fresh toon, a captain, and get him to level cap on Landerville, as well as join an active, fun, and casual kinship. These are my main objectives of the project, and I will be recording my adventures weekly to be posted on YouTube and my blog. More information can be found here, and I'll just give you the like his website, but I have the full link to the actual information in the show notes. You can go check it out. But go to themalaysianlochogamer.wordpress.com is where you want to go.
Yeah.
My captain is called Haffelheim. And off the record, I'm hoping one day to play some Locho with you folks on Landerville. I suppose I shouldn't have read the off the record part. But you are welcome to play with us anytime on Locho on Landerville. It would be awesome. So if you see a Lobby running around, do say hi, or I will. Finally, with CSTM coming to an end, I'd like to take this opportunity to personally thank you guys for a great podcast and blog. It's been a fun ride, and I hope to see you guys in game. Take care. Cheers. Sincerely, Adrian, the Malaysian Locho Gamer.
Thank you, Adrian, and I totally understand. I totally recognize the name of your blog, by the way. It's hard not to remember somebody who calls himself the Malaysian Locho Gamer.
It's probably not a whole lot of those publicizing out there, but I followed him already. I actually had this in my show notes before he emailed us, so it was going to be reported whether or not he wanted it to.
And if you're looking for a kinship, there are a lot of great kinships on Landerville.
Lots of great kinships on Landerville.
I can recommend the Council of the Synchro Fire for sure.
All right. That's our kinship.
In player achievements, Cad says, my wife and I just finished volume 2 of the epic story, Sans Epilogues. We'll see about them. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I don't think I finished them.
After a whole slew of really fun skirmishes, now off to zip over Eriador to gather the Grey Company to ride to Aragorn's aid. Actually, the epilogues was something that they recently mentioned about learning something about, you know, how that was kind of like, oh, well, we'll throw in some group content. And then they're like, wait, you guys didn't want group content in there?
Was it that way or was it the other way around? Because the volume 2 stuff was mostly group stuff until they revamped it, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, no. Because
I think that the epilogue stuff is like, go kill an orc in the Lonelands. Go kill an orc.
They ended up doing a lot of solo stuff at the end of volume 2. And then they threw in group stuff to kind of try to appease everybody. And they went back to that, and it ended up being that old adage, when you try to please everybody, you don't please anybody, kind of thing.
Correct. Thario says, after seeing a number of people looking for a group on GLFF, I decided to organize a fellowship-sized seal run of my own for the first time. Fortunately, almost everyone who joined them had done them a gazillion times, so I didn't have to provide much in the way of leadership. That's just why I'm a mini. That's why I'm a mini, after all, not a captain.
So weird, considering that there is a interface for looking for group. Ah.
We actually tried to use that because we were only missing one, you know, for on Monday for the dumb group. I'm saying we had five.
They're saying there's no audio. Yes, she killed it. Hold on.
What happened?
Can you hear now?
Okay.
Yeah, she. Yeah, okay.
So we tried to use the looking for fellowship instance group finder thing. Because we had five for the dumbs. We're like, well, it should be pretty easy to find a sixth for our five pre-made, you know?
Right.
No, we had no luck. There was just nobody, I guess. Actually, no, it did pop while we were fighting the end boss and Thanglehead, and it timed out because we're like, we're not going to quit fighting the boss to get a sixth person.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
All right. DJ Pimp Daddy says, not sure if this is an achievement per se, but I did some math on how much I spent versus where I am in the game.
And math!
How often
an achievement.
I play. And I decided to downgrade from VIP to premium and just buy content as I go. Frugality plus one. And a big salute to DJ Pimp Daddy.
DJ Pimp Daddy! Rorg says, today, got my captain to kindred with the survivors of Wildemore, thanks to actually putting together some daily Wildemore warband raids over the last week or so. Hit precisely the 30 warband tokens I needed to get my gold pocket item. My minstrel will hit kindred Sunday, but has only 5 tokens. I see much raid forming in my future. Oh, and my personal kinship hit rank 5. 2 months to get that extra kin housed. Tea is at 4. You're welcome anytime. Terog, kin leader of jesters, Landerville.
Lily Kate says, not much to report. Dropped by the blue lady to say hello. Otherwise, Deeding and Evendim.
Braden is saying it was his understanding there would be no math in this podcast. You are wrong, sir.
Yes. All right, for reviews, we'd like to thank Dire Weasel for leaving a review.
Thank you, Dire Weasel.
And for donations, we'd like to thank Paul W. Now quit it.
Oh, I already went through and canceled all of them. They are now forced to stop giving us money. They all should have gotten an email saying, Golden Star has cut you off.
All right. If people would like to contact us before the final podcast, how can they do so?
One note about the final podcast. Again, we're going to be doing a call-in show. You are welcome to join us. It's going to be through Skype, so you're going to need Skype installed. We're going to have a post up before the show to tell you how you can contact us and kind of get on the list to be on the show and called in. So that's going to be coming on the blog, but it's just a reminder, if you want to join us Saturday, the 29th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern for our final 200th show and want to be one of our calling guests, you should install Skype now. Anyway, if you want to contact us, you can go to our blog at casualstoretomorrow.com. You can email us your final goodbyes at podcast@casualstoretomorrow.com. We're available on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, and Steam. Those are not going away. I'm still going to be playing around on those because that's what I do. I'll still be posting stuff to there, so you don't need to unfollow us unless you hate us. Then that's fine.
Yeah.
You can leave us a review on iTunes. I don't know why, but you could. And you can listen to us live every Saturday not every Saturday, for one more Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. And again, it is going to be a Skype call-in show. We want to hear from you as we fade into the West, I guess.
Yay, California. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for downloading, listening, consuming the podcast, however you do it. We appreciate it. Live chat, live room. We appreciate it, Baby Hobbit. We appreciate it.
Can you say goodbye, Baby Hobbit?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Very good.
That was a great one.
All right.
Excellent.
See you guys next week.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com.